White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 10th, 1905. My dear son, last night I learned from your wife that Brother Russell has disconnected from the food factory. May says that he is a bookkeeper and handy at almost any kind of work. I don't like to think of Brother Ballinger being confined to bookkeeping. It is not natural to him, and he could serve the cause better in evangelistic work. Would it not be best to arrange for Brother Russell to take charge of the books at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium? It seems to me that this would be wisdom. I think that such a man is needed there, and that he would exert a good influence. Will you take the responsibility of advising in this matter? We need at Paradise Valley the best help we can possibly obtain, and if Brother Russell's services can be secured, should not this be done? Sister Peck told me of a woman in San Francisco who, Brother Fulton thinks, would come in to do the cooking for my family. But this woman has a husband from whom she has separated. She has two boys, and I see no light in her connecting with me. I fear that were we to make such a move, we would be taking on perplexities that would be hard to deal with. I think that in time we shall find the proper one. By reading Brother Ballinger's letter, you will see that he thinks there should be a change in the presidency of the Southern California Conference. He proposes that Brother Burden be chosen as president. But I fear that this would not be the best thing to do. The peculiar elements connected with the Glendale Sanitarium make it essential for the manager of that institution to be a man of excellent ability. I will not urge anything, but I see no light in taking Brother Burden from the position that he is now filling. Yesterday, I wrote 23 pages of letter paper. I slept better last night than I have for some time. I feel that I must caution you in regard to your eyes. You need rest, and you ought to take it before going to Washington, for I fear that while there, you will be heavily taxed. I want your brain nerve power to be preserved. I am glad that I closed up my writing on Washington matters yesterday, for today I am not able to do much. Later. An hour or two ago I lay down, for I could not keep my eyes open, and I could scarcely hold my head up. I slept for an hour or more. I must not forget to speak to you in regard to the land joining our sanitarium property in Paradise Valley. I hear that the dwelling house, packing house, and barn have been offered for $3,500. I wish they could be secured for this, but if $500 more is asked, would it not be well to pay it in order to secure the property? Talk with Brother Palmer in regard to this. May the Lord clearly manifest himself to his people, and may he direct us in all matters, is my prayer. In love.